listening, listening.
I'm not
listening, listen to me. I live forever, cause I know. In Christ, because now the man in Christ is not for a few days, he has eternal life. Hallelujah! Glory to God. And even his life on that is not filled with troubles. The path as the just of the just is like a shining light, brighter, brighter, unto the perfect day. Hallelujah! See, my life is not subject to mortality, say to mortality, See, my life is not subject to the consequences of the fall of man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, this is just a day I just wish we can just sing about forgiveness from beginning to the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just sing about it. I've told you in this church, you don't grow beyond the basis. Don't try. Don't grow beyond the simple things in Christianity. Don't say, why are you just discussing forgiveness? Just forgiveness of all things you can be discussing. Forgiveness just like that. Don't commonize it. Amen. Praise God. Never grow beyond the basis. No, don't. Like, I love something in this song. I think I've said it in this church before. That some people will say, well, Lord, I have no past. I'm a new creation. I'm not even the one forgiven. I am the one. I am just new. You are denying scripture. I told you, like she sang, the forgiveness is where? In his death. So I am forgiven where? In his death. But in his life, I am a new creation. Hallelujah. That is giving God perfect praise. Redemption made it possible for you to be a what? New creation. Hallelujah. Say, I acknowledge every good thing he has done for me. Okay, praise God. Thank you, sirs. Can I have a seat for now? I know your name. So, how's our week been? Everybody? Okay. Oops, we have read Psalm 130, right? Psalm 130, verse 4 and 5 again. Is it 4 and 5 or 3 and 4? 3 and 4, right? I know your name. Oh. Of course, today is our salvation part 6, okay? Our salvation part 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. You died for us, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, 3 and 4. Want to go? Yes, let's read. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Amen. Brandrew, you are welcome back. Long time. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquity, who shall stand? But what do we have with God? Forgiveness. That would mean God does not mark iniquity. What does he do? He forgives iniquity. It's man's duty to commit iniquity. Sorry to say that, but that's the truth. But it's God's duty to forgive. Amen. Man commits, God forgives. I didn't say you commit. Okay? Get me right. But man commits, God forgives. Simple. Man commits, the law inputs. But Jesus took out the law for you to see God who has always been forgiven. You get what I just said? That's a lot. If you can expatiate it. Praise God. Okay, Luke 1 verse 73. I'm grateful for the program of Bratoli on Saturday. That was a nice one. That's in the central area. Amen. This is where we have the retreat. This is the jungle. Amen. Hallelujah. So next month, there will be another edition. Has the Holy Ghost spoken to you of the theme of next month? Maybe it will be... Hallelujah. So, if you have people around who always complain that they can't always come here, just saying, okay, that there is a program that we do once monthly. It won't affect your church program. Try and attend. You'll be baptized with the word of God's grace. Amen. And where you are, Brother Joshua, Brother Silama, Brother, all of them, you know, just all of them is there. Amen. You'll be blessed. Luke 1, 73. The oath which he swore unto our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hands of our enemies might serve him without what? Without fear. That is what is sworn to Abraham, that man will be delivered out of the ones that are stronger than him, and he will serve God without fear. But next verse, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way. 77, everybody, yes, sir. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of sins. Amen. The word remission there is the same Greek word aphesis, right? Cancellation of sin. So see those words. Not verse 76 is talking about John the Baptist, but of course he came to prepare the way for Christ. Say now to give the knowledge of salvation unto his people. So knowledge is key, right? By the what? Remission. So the knowledge must be shared. It must be shared. Don't say God forgives sins, but we don't talk about it. No. You must talk about it. You must talk about how he does it. You must talk about how often he forgives sin. You must talk about the frequency. You must talk about the shatter, how sure it is. You must talk about the certainty. Hallelujah. Are you with me, brethren? You must talk about these things. Tell your neighbor again, say, be loud on forgiveness. Say, don't be loud on sin imputation. Say, rather, be loud on the forgiveness of sins. I said forgiveness is not based on man's request. If a lot of you can just get this, it should just be clear. Thank God you just put it on Facebook again. Say it is based on what? God's will. His will. His will. God should, he shows of his own accord to forgive. This is what I'm saying. You cannot beg him to forgive you. You cannot bribe him. You cannot cajole him. You cannot confess for forgiveness. It's beyond you. Forgiveness is what he decides to do. See something here? He gave us a type of what he eventually did for us in Mark chapter 2. Don't forget, if you are using your phone to read the Bible, put it on flight mode, avoid distractions. It's not because God is in church and there's no God at home where you are eating and dining. It's because of concentration, right? Uh-huh. Sorry. Okay, I said Mark what? Mark 2, right? Okay, Mark chapter 2, verse 3. Just see this. I just love this. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of all. You know, anywhere you share the message of forgiveness, sickness gets healed. Amen. You can share healings without even talking about it, without talking just about forgiveness. Well, the reason why a lot of people still remain their sickness is because of that condemnation. Condemnation has caged a lot of people. Like, can I ever be forgiven? And that is what keeps a lot in the current state they are. So once they can just see the love of God, the chains break. Praise God. Okay, come on. I said Mark 2, verse 3, verse 4. And when they could not come near unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Wow. That is some zeal, man. Verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, want to go, what did he say? Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now see verse 6. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there, reasoning in their hearts. Why does this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sin but God alone? But God only. Do you remember in our series, the one of our Jesus, part 1 and 2? According to that series, if I tell you that God does not forgive sin, will you understand me? Will you understand? No, you shook your head, right? Let me say it this way. The God that forgives sin is the God that you find in Christ. Not the God you approach on his own. So if you can, if it's possible for you to separate God from Christ and you approach God of his own accord. In fact, sorry to say, you cannot even approach God of his own accord. You won't find him. Where will you find God? In Christ. So Jesus was making no, they were surprised that only God forgives sin now. So Jesus came to make that their knowledge clearer. That yes, the God that forgives sin, the God that has always been forgiving sin from Genesis, from Abel's blood, remember in our study, from Abel's blood to Noah's, to Enoch, to all of them, that God that has been justifying people is the one around now. Is the man Jesus Christ. So is that fusion of redemption, which although is futuristic, that is responsible for the justification in the past. Not the omnipotence of God. Not the omnipresence of God, omniscience of God. Not the fact that God is all powerful. Not the mercy of, that mercy out of God. No. He doesn't forgive your sin because he has one type of tender heart, merciful, like Sammy means that prinkle, prinkle, prinkle star, ping, 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 ping. That you know, some ladies can just become pure or anything, just cry. No, I know you don't cry. That's what I'm saying. Praise God. Just like, you know, soft heart. Baba, you just said that to me. Yeah, sorry now. Amen. Praise God. So not that is not the tender heart of God. That is not what forgives sin. What forgives sin is what? That man, Jesus Christ. So you don't, that's why you don't need all those, pass me not a gentle Savior. It's not about gentle, it's not about gentility. Leave the gentility. Hallelujah. Praise God. The salvation is in what he did. Are you with me? So see what, go back to what we are reading. And immediately when Jesus perceived in their hearts, so they reasoned within themselves. And he said unto them, why reason ye these things? Which one is easy? Just to say that sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, take up thy bed and walk. The latter should have been easier, I think. But verse 10 says, but I am saying this that you may know that what? The Son of Man hath power, who? On earth, to forgive sins. Praise God. Don't forget, he's forgiving him here as a Old Testament concept. Right? He is forgiven because he will forgive. But it's what? It's death. He is forgiven now because he will surely eventually die. Praise God. So next verse, verse 11. And I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house. Sorry, this is where I'm actually going. Did the guy confess his sins? Did he say anything? So of his own will, I forgive you. Hallelujah. And right now, that will of God is not based on binomial expansion. It's not based on probability. No, I told you, I hate that verse. May your life not be based on probability. Ha! He said in a box, there are how many? 5 red cards, 4 white cards. What is the probability that it will be either red? No, is it either? You are in soup. Or either hand. And you now do the whole thing. That usually, I think you do some probability. This one, I usually draw 3 diagrams. Do you remember? 3 diagrams. You now do everything. You now get the answer of 1 over 343. That means 1 chance out of 300 chances. Ah. In Jesus' name, I choose the power of God. Say my life, my success, my victory will not be based on probability. Okay, sorry for that diversion. So I am saying forgiveness is not based on random sampling. You know that one in statistics? Huh? Like, they just say, okay, if Ramuki is doing crusade, it will be very difficult to count everybody one after the other. So they just say, okay, in this square meter, count the number of people in this square meter. So use that one as a sample, right? To generalize, so then you multiply how many square meters do we have in this entire space. So that is random sampling. So just guesswork. No, that's not forgiveness. What is the will of God right now? Salvation. the death of Jesus. That is actually what Romans chapter 9 is talking about. When he was talking to Pharaoh, that about Pharaoh, that I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy upon. It's not tyrannical. No. The point is, ask him, who is the man you will have that mercy upon? The man in Christ. So, God's will is absolute, but you can locate it. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say you can locate the will of God. No, you're not telling somebody. Say you can locate the will of God. Amen, amen. You can find it. You can pinpoint it down. Say, this is it. Although the will of God looks like is ambiguous, is no, we can find, you can locate it, you can narrow it down. It's in Christ. So the man in Christ is an object of mercy, irrespective of your opinion. That's just so unfair. Two people will do the same thing. One will end up being justified, the other one will end up being condemned. It's not fair. Hallelujah. But when you look at what he did, you understand. Praise God. Okay. Luke chapter 9. I read 43, you read 44 for me. Okay, the time is fast spent, but thank you are getting something here today. Luke chapter 9, 43 says, and they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. Say power of God. Say mighty power of God. No, that one is not, it's not in guesswork. Mighty power of God is mighty power of God. Amen. Mighty power is mighty power. That means you see things being done physically. That's power. Hallelujah. And it's available in Christian gatherings. Praise God. So, but why they wondered everyone at all these things which Jesus did, he said to his disciples, 44, everybody wants to go? Let these things sink down into your ears. For the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. So paraphrase in that place, what did Jesus want to, what is the message that Jesus wants deep down in their hearts, in their ears? That he will die. Redemption. I just love that emphasis. Say, let this word sink down. That would mean a Christian that is ignorant of what Jesus did in 3 days. No, thank God for what we have been discussing so far in several series in this place. Let me now ask you a question. What, I want us to categorize sin. What do you think is currently the worst sin you can commit in the universe? And what is the second to the worst? Somebody should try. What do you think is the worst sin right now in the universe? Then second to the worst. I want to know. Bros, help us now. Murder. Of course, now, be spiritual. With what we have studied so far. The worst sin. Nope. Huh? Okay, for the sake of this teaching, call it preaching unbelief. There is unbelief. There is preaching unbelief. You saw 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16 on Saturday, right? Yes, it's Saturday, Friday, VG, right? We also saw 1 John 5 some days ago. Now, what do you think is the second to the worst? Ignorance. Okay, let me say it this way. Of course, I want to say something, but you know, I want to say that worst sin. I want to say, but you know, a Christian cannot commit that one. But, you get me? I want to say that worst sin, although a Christian cannot commit that one. But, are you sure? Don't be sure. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, but a normal Christian that his head is correct, you understand? What do you think is the worst sin he can commit? What do you think is the worst carnality on earth among in Christianity? Is it prayerlessness? Disobedience to what? Huh? Brother Joshua S. Alaji. Andrew. Not seeking knowledge, ignorance. Brother Abib, are you fine? I said, are you fine? Share up. You're in church, okay? Be good. We are together here. Huh? Jesus, my church. You don't know sin in this church. You have to know sin, though. Praise God. In Christianity now means those who are not preaching false doctrine. In Christianity, the worst sin you can commit is for you not to share the gospel. It's for you to say, this little light of mine, I will cage it. I will. This little light. It's for you to keep back that information of redemption. That is number one carnality. If you see a lady that is for committing fornication, you see a Christian that does not talk about what saved him. That Christian is worse. Is worse. Number one in our midst. When you are so taciturn about what saved you, you don't talk about it. You don't just say, well, you're just numb. It's the biggest sin. Then others can follow. Praise God. Okay, Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Let me just do something for less than 30 minutes today and we'll be done. Still, I've told you this, our salvation part 6. And we still want to look at forgiveness a bit more today. So, Romans 6, 23 was there, yes? For the wages of sin is death, right? The way God's word translation puts it, he said the payment for sin is death. So, every sin demands death. Now, the only escape route from the consequences of sin is death. Please, I'm sure you are paying attention, everybody. Ezekiel 18, verse 4. I will be fast, but I will be slow in the spirit. Fast in the flesh, slow in the spirit. Ezekiel 18, verse 4. The latter part said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So the penalty of sin is what? Is death. The penalty of sin is not mercy. It's death. Okay, see, like both under the law, old covenant, new covenant, the only thing that changed between the old covenant and the new covenant is who died. Okay, because under the old covenant, a man's confession of sin is only accepted by the death of an animal. If you are the type that every morning devotion, we must confess our sin. I'm telling you loud and clear, you are not doing the law completely. For you to obey everything, you must kill an animal every morning. How many of you, anytime you want to kill a chicken, your daddy will remind you that, okay, dig a hole in the ground, right? Put the blood inside. No, it's a form of our old rituals in those days, amen? That we are still doing subtly. Even some new creations are still doing it. Sacrificing unto the God of whatever. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know that I remember there was a church in front of my house years ago. Like, they are doing a vigil. And the vigil, I'm talking about in the 90s, long ago. So they lay a man on the ground. They brought out a ram. Sorry, I didn't know that much, but it looks quite just in the night. So I was looking from the window. So they killed the animal and they poured the blood on the head. On the man. So during the day, next day, I now went and I asked them, I said, sorry, what are you doing that night? The word, he just said in Yoruba, I said, they are doing Iwenumo for him. I said, help my body. So anyway, the one I was really interested in, I would say, okay, so what happened to the remaining meat? you must not ask for that one. It's at the backyard of the man of God. Praise God. So those guys, they are actually more sincere than a lot of Christians trying forgiveness without
blood. That's the point. That guy is more just. At least, if that guy, if by mistake, if he meets Moses at the gate of heaven, Moses will allow him to enter. But you, that you are confessing sin without blood, Jesus will reject you, Moses will reject you. Praise God. Okay, so what they did under the Old Testament is what we call substitution. Substitution. You bring the blood of a dead animal before God, in quotes, meaning the innocent goat is to die for the sin of the man. Leviticus 16. Let's open. Leviticus 16. Verse 3. Bro, Abib, are you trying to follow? Follow. Or should I bring somebody to ensure you are following? Leviticus 16. Andrew, ensure he's following. Both of you, don't look backsliding to me. Leviticus 16, verse 3. Are you there? Okay, then shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a what? Sin offering. And a ram for a what? Burnt offering. 21. And Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and do what? Confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgression in all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. Go to verse 22. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities unto a land not inhabited, and he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. So, what we call forgiveness of sin in the Old Testament is actually transfer of sin. You must transfer it. So when five people are in morning devotion, three people are praying, two people are sleeping, three people are confessing their sins, that means in course you are transferring your sins to the head of the people sleeping. Because sins does not just go. It's not like, God, this is my sin, take it like this. No, you take it somewhere else. Sorry to say, let me say it this way. Sin is tangible. Somebody else must carry it. That's the way, thank you, I am occupied. Sin is a matter. Like, you can say, this is sin. So what? The confession in Yoruba is somebody's own car, something like that. That is not confession in the Bible. It's different. So instead of just reading what they are, what's the grammar, follow what they did. They will transfer the sin of the man onto the head of a goat. Actually, I like to say this way. Of course, you know it's under the law. Angels and all those sin and death is at work. Why do you think this baby died? The first baby that Bathsheba had. I didn't say that. I don't want to say this. Praise God. Why do you think? Because the prophet brought what? Judgment, right? And David said, I have sinned. What is the next thing that the prophet said? Your sin has been pardoned, but that baby. So how does that sin got pardoned under the law? Okay, I didn't. Let me. Because that is not doctrine. Don't go and be. Innocent baby. See your face. That's what I'm saying. Praise God. So of course that was the law, and that was not God's will at all. That is not like it's not God's making, but that is sin. Sin must go somewhere. I don't know why I'm just bringing this down to you today, so that you can just set it in your mind that you don't do anything about it, or else if you are confessing in this church, does it mean that you want to give it to? Amen. Or sabuki at the back. Throw your sin to the back, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right. Okay, he's cashing it. Hallelujah. Okay, Leviticus chapter 4, verse 3. These things, they are very serious statutes. Leviticus 4, verse 3. If the priest that is anointed do sin according to the sin of the people, then shall him bring for his sin, which he had sinned, a young bullock without blemish unto the Lord for a sin offering. Can you see? So, and also you can see that the man is not even fit to confess sins before God to obtain forgiveness. It is the high priest that must do the confession for him. Go to verse 13 of Leviticus chapter 4. Why he will just wait in the outer court. See verse 13 of chapter 4. And if the old congregation of Israel sin through ignorance. Oh, hey, Jesus. If we need to be if ignorance will still take people to hell today. Let's leave that. Okay. And the thing be hid from the eyes of the assembly. And they have done somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord concerning things which should not be done and are guilty. Verse 14, when the sin which they have sinned against us is known, then the congregation shall offer a what? Young bullock for the sin and bring him before the tabernacle of the congregation. See, go to verse 24. So you can see that the blood of that animal is key in every place. Verse 24, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of the goat and kill it in the place where they kill the burnt offering before the Lord. It is a what? Sin offering. Go to Leviticus chapter 5, verse 5. And it shall be when he shall be guilty in one of these things, that he shall confess that he had sinned in that thing. Verse 6, and he shall bring. Can you see? Offering must follow. Rashi means you brought your own. Link of a VG. Trespass offering. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord for his sin, which he hath what? Sinned. A female, imagine, from the flock, a lamb or a kid of the goat for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him concerning his sin. Let me say this in passing. It is because, and guess what? How often do you think the children of Israel will be sinning? Daily, right? That is why they have a tribe called Levites that they are given their tithes to. You can see how occupied they will be. Just see a long list, but Joshua, just see all of them carry their goats. I don't come again. Bah. So, are they employed? Yes, gainfully employed. The work of sin. So, it's because of the duty of the Levites. That is why the others give tithe to them. So, if you cannot kill animal, you can't shed blood. Yes, you want to collect tithe, which wouldn't be your own. Amen. It is just so clear. They are gainfully employed. So tithe was like their salary. Amen. So if you can bring back everything, the ordinance, I've seen a man of God that puts a swimming pool at the back of his pulpit. So as people are getting saved, what will he do? Go and baptize them. Amen. In water. They won't speak in tongues though. Water. Now they are saved. So also to complement, to do the law fully, what must we do? An altar. Although we cannot do it in an electronic, you can have maybe, instead of just killing the, maybe we just put it in, there must be blood. Though. So you know, this thing that they used to make hot dog, to just grill the animal, hallelujah. So the sinner, bro, see, he's about to go, then the blood comes out, hallelujah. And we'll share, the blood to you. And the meat will go. No, you're the man of God. Man of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's not me sweet, too. Like all of you now. This week now. You say, yeah? Come on. So that's that they are doing in that church, in those church, Catholic in a box. That is not confession. As you are confessing the box, but the priest will say, okay, for this is your sin. Okay, this one is not goto, this is a cow. Cow must have, amen, hunch back. That's just scripture, and that's sincerity. If you want to do it fully. Who confessed sins to the apostles in the New Testament? Nobody. Okay, go to Hebrews chapter 9. Very blunt verses. Blunt. So their sins were not even forgiven, atoned for only by the blood of another personality, another animal. Hebrews 9:22. Indeed, according to the law, almost everything, I'm reading from Good News Bible. Indeed, according to the law, Brother Habib, are you trying to follow? Good God. Indeed, according to the law, almost everything is purified by blood. And sins are forgiven only if blood is poured out. Say Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't dare it without blood. So, what you just ask that, okay, what should I do now if I sin? He's not trying to do strong head that, no, how can we say we don't confess our sins? Do it well. Hallelujah. And you know anything you do in those days, if it's without these two sons of Aaron, they came, that's Leviticus 16 verse 1 or so, they were offering strange incense, right? Not according to instruction. What happened? One guy killed them. Struck them dead. So imagine somebody confessing sin in the temple and there was no blood for mercy. Can the priest enter the holies of all and come and chant anything? The angel will say, where is your blood? They say, I think I just want to say it now since I gave one blood yesterday. Hallelujah. Okay, I love this message translation of 9 verse 22. Listen to me. Moses said to the people, practically everything in a will hangs on a death. That is why blood, the evidence of death, is used so much in our tradition, especially regarding forgiveness of sin. I think they got it right in this place. Just they don't always get it right. Know his message. Now, Moses said to the people, practically everything in a will hangs on a death. On a death. Everything lies on somebody or something else must die. He said, that is why blood, the what? Evidence of death. So, is it, why the blood? Evidence of death is used so much in our tradition, especially regarding forgiveness of sin. Praise God. So, when note down this, the following number one, is the high priest that actually and only has the right to confess the sins of the guilty man. Is the responsibility of who? The high priest. Once a man sins, he stands no chance to approach God of his own accord. Number two, there is no appearing before God to obtain forgiveness without blood. So, for a man to be atoned for or forgiven, sorry, I'm using them interchangeably, they're not actually the same, is for him to present the evidence. Hallelujah. What they are actually doing, this is redemption, think about it, is to present an evidence that another man has died. Ooh, that's sweet. You can guess where I'm going. To forgive sin is simply to what? Produce an evidence that someone else has died. The man going to hell right now, today, in this our generation, is not because he sinned, but because he has no evidence that another man died for him. Evidence. Evidence of death. Can you tell me two evidence today that Jesus died for you? You got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. Another one. Evidence. Hallelujah. Yeah, you speak in tongues. Evidence. So if you get to the gate of heaven with the evidence of death, hallelujah. Sorry, everyone has no gate. I don't know if he has a gate. You know, Ezekiel in his prophecies has told us of seven gates across seven fence, seven. Okay, so of course you know in the Old Testament they use animal because you can't be killed. You can't kill your brother now, right? right? You can't kill another man. That would be manslaughter. You can't, that would be man. But actually, that is not using when an animal is dying for the sin of a man. You know, that is unequal yoke, right? It's not fair. Like you said, it's not fair. Ezekiel actually says it's the soul that sinned that should die. So what now? Where does that now lead the sinner? Hebrews chapter 10. I think I've said really what I want to say today. Hebrews chapter 10. I am the man forgiven. Now and forever. Okay, we read from verse 1 to around verse 16, 17, 18. Never get tired of this scripture. Are you ready? Brad Bib, are you there? Brad Andrew, are you there? Brad Bib, please aim to show Brad Andrew where Hebrews 10 is. Thank you. Are you there now? Okay, let's go. Want to go? For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the commands thereunto perfect, for then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. Wherefore, when he cometh unto the world, he seeth sacrifice and offering thou woundest not, but a body thou hast prepared me. In burnt offering and sacrifice for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offering for sin thou woundest not, neither others play your daring, which are offered by the Lord. I'm not hearing you by my left hand side. You're not talking. Okay, verse 9. Then said he, lo, I come to do you thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he might establish the second. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of the blood of Jesus once for all. And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he has offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. 14, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that is sanctified. Wherefore, the Holy Ghost is a witness to us. Woo! Amen. After he has said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind, as in their mind will I write them, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. 18, as loud as possible, now where remission of this is, there is no more offering for sin. Hallelujah. No more offering for sin. We also imply no more need for sins to be confessed. So, now, this thing helps us in verse 14. Verse 15 helps us in two ways. No, verse 15 says, wherefore the Holy Ghost is a witness to us. Now, this is what I just want to say before we close today. The Holy Ghost, the witness of the Holy Ghost now helps man in two ways. If it's a sinner that is coming to God to receive forgiveness, sorry to say, yes, in receiving forgiveness, all he needs to receive is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So a man with the Holy Ghost must be assured of forgiveness. That is duty as a comforter. I need to put that in a better grammar. The confidence that you are forgiven is that you have the Spirit of God. That is part one. Part two, now, also a Christian, hallelujah, that finds himself committing sin and needs to be free from the addiction of sins, all you need to do, hallelujah, is to acknowledge the duty of the Holy Ghost in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's when you acknowledge Romans chapter 6, When you acknowledge by the Spirit, I am dead to sin, I am alive to God.
Ooh.
So the Holy Ghost doesn't only help us in justification. He came in us to battle with newness of life. Same Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Why are you sure you are forgiven? I have the Holy Ghost. Why are you sure you will sin no more? I have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Do you get me? So go. Neither do I condemn you. How will she be sure? By the Holy Ghost. Of course, she has not received then. They will receive later. Go and sin no more. Is it by your power? No. By the Holy Ghost. So that the communication of your faith will not be effectual. When you acknowledge the duty of the Holy Ghost in you. Say, I acknowledge the duty of the Spirit in me. Oh, amen, amen. Let me see if I've covered every key point I just want to say today. So, who do you think is the man today that is trying... Yes, please keep up with me. Thank you. That is trying to, like, try in his mind to re-crucify Jesus. Who do you think? Is the one that is still engaging in things done under the law. Is the one that is still approaching sin like a sacrifice has not been made available for sin. So today, how do you approach sin? In fact, you shouldn't. Approach the Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Spirit. So, to attempt to re-crucify Jesus is when you are trying to do what has been done. See, the job has been done for me. I have the evidence that I've been forgiven. Say, I have the evidence that my sins have been forgiven. Say, I have the evidence. Say, I have the evidence. Say, and by the evidence, I live in newness of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's pray in tongues where you are. Thank you. You are forgiven. Oh, now and forevermore. Never outgrow the basis. There are plenty of sermons I could have said, let's go today, deep, non-deep, things. But just the basis at times. The basis sets free. Hallelujah. It sets man free. Shame be near us, take a billion de de, de de de, za de de, tate de, so patata. Prolis de, la cause evo, la tete de. Ma pole bris teke pile mo si pile ma shapala os teke pile os teke pile ma khati tata. Members of Edifying Assembly, be loud on forgiveness. In your week, be loud. So, we say forgiveness today, not because God will forgive somebody tomorrow. Now listen to me. But the sinner has not received what God has done for him. So, is it that what has the sinner not received? Forgiveness. But in essence, what has the sinner not received? The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That is why it's just the fulfillment of everything. Evidence that we are forgiven. To tell you that the man going to hell is the man without the Holy Ghost. Oh, say I have the Holy Ghost. Brother Abib, say I have the Holy Ghost. Brother Abib, can you shout it louder than all of us? Say I have the Holy Ghost. That is not a shout. Shout again. Oh, we can't hear you in the next floor. Shout. I have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That sets free. Amen. Amen, amen. That sets free. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Woo! You must not get too touched that you can't say, I am righteous. Hallelujah. I exist forgiven. Also, I beg you, don't grow beyond it. Don't progress beyond it. Progress by it. Progress by the knowledge. Progress by this basis. Not without them. Not that we say, well, now we are saved. So you say, how are you teaching Christian salvation? These are just simple topics. So what should we be teaching? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in tongues, I'm done. When you hear me speaking in tongues, I am saying I am forgiven. When you hear me speaking in tongues, when you speak in tongues, you are saying indirectly, I exist forgiven. You are saying indirectly, I can never go to hell. You are saying indirectly that there is no sin against me. You are saying indirectly that eternal redemption is mine. You are saying indirectly, thank you, that everything has been blotted out. If there is one sin that will remain in your life, you can't have the Holy Ghost. You receive the Holy Ghost because it's done. Hallelujah. If it would have remained one, God won't have given you His Spirit. Now you are holy, brethren. You are pure. You are pure. You are holy. So you share it. You share it. You share it. You talk about it. You get loud about it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Manele sobine rosada. Malamo sobine segadade. Malamalamo sopali rastake pine. Malamalamalamalamalamo zite. Matulukam. You will carry this message. Just yes. You will carry this message. You will carry this message beyond where your eyes can see. Beyond where you can see currently. See, open your eyes and see more. And see more. And see more. And see more. The little in your mouth is what they are waiting for. What they are waiting for. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
Pralimos de ti.
Apola Dora, Yepile Zoba, Zetola Zeta Tatate, Rato Coste Pilete, Lapola Zomina, Rateke Pilato Ziba, Lipolito Zipola, Shate Papa 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 Papa, Lateke Tede, Limproke Tata, Yepipa, So. Rose Billy Raza, Yemile Rose, Banana, Imalimosa, La Rose of Billy Banana. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say after me, say I'm an expert in forgiving people. Say I'm an expert in forgiving people because I understand how God has forgiven me. That is for somebody. I think somebody around there. Hallelujah. Pray in tongues again. Hallelujah. Yebile rose. Ye mine ne nana. Ne 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 Last of all, my last again, all of my mother must have told him all of my city. Sata, Sata, Katata, Ricket, and the Mazate. Zipuli Mazatella, oh, Bibi. Zipuli Mazipuli, Bully Rasta. So, Baba, Katata, it is all that. Simple a kesto ke po da de de Impotala bala 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 mo simple rasete Vitele mo zi pirande zo tile o seta Geza 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 za Geza za Geza za Shayete ne geza Rembola unto you, your sins are forgiven in his name's sake. Oh, glory to God! Glory to God in his name's sake. For his name's sake,
amen. So, let this make your evangelism sweeter. Do you know that the foundation of almost all religions is how to look for forgiveness of sin? Come on, men are doing stuff. Men are in agony. Men are in terrible works. Even the works in love, they are better. They are what a lot of people do. Just looking for forgiveness. The one that can make it clear to them, it's you. Like, seriously, men are in serious condemnation, like tangible condemnation. Like, you can even see on them physically. They are only looking for forgiveness. Share it, okay? Freely. And now, as I said, God has blessed the world with men. We will showcase his power, his forgiveness to the world. We will tell the world how he saved us, how he redeemed us. God has blessed the world with you. You are the salvation to many. Get my context. We are waiting for you. Share it. Make it simple. Just don't start by talking about their religion. Just say, hey, this is how God forgives sin in his son. It's free. Ha! Glory! It's free. What will I do? No, it's free. Take it. Oh. That's why he said, come unto me.
all that labor, looking for the Father, looking for forgiveness, I will give you rest. But he said in the earlier verse, say, no man can know the Father, save the Son, and to whoever the Son reveals. Even the atheist, he is an atheist because he is trying to silence his conscience about forgiveness. Hallelujah. No saint is late. But one phrase that long ago that I read in Billy Graham's book on the Holy Spirit, I know it's not that small book on the Holy Spirit, Billy Graham. He said, man has two greatest outcry. So number one is the outcry for forgiveness. So number two is the outcry of goodness. Now said the outcry of forgiveness, God answered at Calvary. He said the outcry of goodness, he answered on Pentecost. That's to make an impact. It has not left. Hallelujah. It's an outcry of my brethren. You help them. That's why you are a gospel machine. You are a machine gun of the gospel. Sharing forgiveness. Everywhere. You as you travel back, ensure you share it. Freely have you received. Freely give. Freely give. Sing in the Holy Ghost. Freely give. Freely give. Freely give.
Something that was the worst thing we can do as a believer, the most carnal thing we can do is to do what? You know, that, I think that just really hit me, like, because I think there's a tendency.